Newsmakers making a difference in our community. Join our own Logan Bajet right now, live in studio. It's time for Coffee Time here on KJDY, brought to you by Ed Staub & Sons.
Yeah, here we are on Coffee Time on the first Friday of the month, and that means it's Prairie City School Day. So we have our superintendent, Casey Hallgarth, along with Jenny Shaw, board member. Welcome both to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, and thank you for coming in. Good to be, getting going on this. Man, we are on the final countdown leading up to the first day of school. When is the first day of school for students?
Students' first day is August 22nd.
Wow, that really is around the corner. And then what about for teachers?
Teachers, we start August 15th.
Whew. All right, so yeah. On the wire, huh?
Yeah, mad dash to the start, man.
Yeah, have you been busy pretty much all summer, Casey, doing your stuff?
Yeah, just getting things in line, trying to get things completed. Maintenance crew is, beating the drum to the end. So we got some classrooms, flooring we've redone. They've had some projects, painting some new rooms,
nice.
New furniture for classrooms.
I mean, all right.
New flooring for our cafeteria and kitchen, and so
wow.
It looks bright in there. It's nice. Kids are gonna love it. So
good. Yeah. So lot got spiffed up, it sounds like, over the summer.
Yeah. They, and like I said, the cleaning, our custodial crew, our maintenance crew, I mean, they've just been hard at it all year, so all summer.
Well, that's really cool, and it seems like every time I step through the doors at the school, something is different, you know, something is evolving and changing and getting spruced up, and, that's kind of nice to see.
It is, and, we're fortunate enough, with our enrollment going up and, things happening, and at Prairie, we don't like to sit around and watch the paint dry, so we try to get after it. So.
Absolutely. Well, so you mentioned some new furniture, some floors and stuff like that. What else have your folks been up to there at the school?
Yeah, so we purchased a couple vehicles for our FFA. It's a FFA maintenance pickup. We're in dire need of one of those.
Mm-hmm.
We have horse trailers and other trailers we need to haul, and, this rig's big enough to pull that and haul some kids in. So
good. Go to state convention and stuff too, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Oh, cool.
New Suburban for our teachers or our teachers or our students, if we have enough kids to go sporting events. Big thing, we got a new phone system. And so our phone number has changed a little bit. So we couldn't get our old phone number, the complete thing. So our new phone number is 844, then 820-3314. So the three digits change at the beginning is all. So.
Oh, I see. So instead of a 541, say that again for me.
So it's 844-820-3314.
844. Interesting.
Yep.
And that allows you to have your own deal there.
So we're having some issues with our phones.
Huh.
And now our phones are clear. We're on a system where our ESD and Grant School District 3 and also the courthouse all on the same system, so we can all dial an extension to contact one another.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Oh, that's handy.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, and how about on the school board side of things, Jenny? Do you meet during the summer and things like that?
We didn't have a meeting this July because there was no elections or anything, so
sure.
we didn't have to. So our next meeting is the third Tuesday. So I think it's the 16th.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, 16, looking at the calendar. All right.
So it was kind of nice to have a little break in July and...
There you go.
But we did have one in June, and we'll have one this month. So
and probably this month is going to be focused on the year to come and all the stuff you have coming down the pipe, huh?
Yep, all the new students and new hires, and
that's exciting. Well, good. Well, new students and new hires—that's always fun to talk about. You know what? Why don't we pause right now, take a short break for our sponsors. When we come back, let's talk about that.
Right.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll take 2 minutes here. We're on the show with Casey Hallgarth and Jenny Shaw with our Prairie City School District. Everybody, keep it tuned right here to Coffee Time.
Don't touch that dial. Coffee Time will be right back.
They are hiring and want you. The City of John Day is hiring full-time office staff starting at $15.94 per hour. The City of John Day offers variety, vacation time, and health benefits for their workers. For this position, they are looking for someone who possesses a great customer service work ethic and organizational skills are a must. Is this position for you? Contact the City of John Day to learn more about applying for the full-time office staff position. Call the City of John Day, 575-0028, 575-0028.
Grant County has a logo, and Grant County Chamber of Commerce offers it on all kinds of swag. Hoodies starting at just $30, hats for $15, plus t-shirts, coffee mugs, lapel pins, stickers, and more. Stop by the Chamber office and have a look. While there, browse the publications and maps for things to do in Grant County and beyond. Help promote and support Grant County businesses. Purchase Grant County swag at the Chamber of Commerce office, 301 West Main John Day, and at selected Chamber member businesses.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com. Bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Have you purchased a new propane appliance this year? Are you planning to? Ed Stobbinson's has great news. The Pacific Propane Gas Association is offering rebates of up to $500 on all types of propane appliances, including generators, fire features, even pool heaters. Funds are limited, so learn more at ppgarebates.com. Call Ed Stobbinson's to schedule your installation or for more information on rebates. 575-0804. 575-0804.
Don't worry, there's more coffee time coming your way right now. Here's Logan Bajet.
Yeah, and here we are back talking with our Prairie City School District. We have Jenny Shaw, board member. We have Superintendent Casey Hallgarth. And when we left off, we were talking about some new students and new hires coming in. So that's always exciting. Some new faces at Prairie City School.
Yeah.
So how about students? Do we have a lot coming in?
Yes.
what's your population going to look like?
So we're with preschool and preschool through 12. We're a little over 250 this year. So we're growing. It's nice.
That's a lot.
Have there ever been that many students since you've worked here, Casey?
No. When I started 5 years ago, we had 130 kids K through 12.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a big jump.
Yeah. And like I said, it's. A big testament to the board for trusting me, letting me kind of get things in line and me reporting back to them and then putting some programs in place and then the teachers running with those ideas. And programs don't work without great teachers and great staff.
Definitely.
And we have some really good ones out there. Like I said, last time I was on, we take pride in consistency. Our teachers stay, they're happy. We try to make our staff happy and tough times come. I mean, COVID came and that was a big hurdle and we take the positive out of that, made us stronger as a team and so we're very fortunate to be where we're at right now.
Excellent. Yes. Well, on the staff side of things, who are some of the new faces that we'll be seeing?
Well, Rhonda was in here last time with us, and so she's a ball of energy, and she's gonna fit right in. Mandy Loud is our Title I teacher. Heather Mosley, Sue Thompson retired, so we hired Heather Mosley, our second grade teacher. I actually have interviews today for our fifth grade position.
Oh, excellent.
Rihanna Bauman is one of our new counselors, and then we hired Tanya Fulton as a new title assistant.
Oh, perfect! Wow, so quite a few new folks coming in and joining the team there. That's excellent.
Yeah, we moved our fifth grade teacher, Mr. Thompson. So he's also our football coach. But we moved him. We've got so many kids in elementary. Like I think we're looking at around 145, 148.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
A pile of kids.
So we moved him to the elementary PE position.
And
he's excited, ready to go.
He'll be
and
great at that.
You know, and so love when he comes in bouncing ideas off of me, and it's fun. So
yeah, I had him on the show last year. Hopefully he'll come back sometime this coming year. We can talk about football a little bit.
He will most definitely be back here.
Good.
Yeah, he had a good time.
Nice, nice. Well, good. Well, it sounds like you have a full roster and a plan going into things. I mean, just here right around the corner, we're getting started up. So everything running smoothly so far?
Yeah. I think, you know, with football season coming up, we have physicals going on right now.
Today.
Yep. Free physicals, and Dr. Coughlin doing that for us, and a bunch of volunteers, and volleyball's revving up too, and we're excited about the sports season. We're excited about meeting all these new kids that are going to come out to our school, and
and all of us senior parents are doing concessions.
Ooh, fun! So. Yes, good stuff. And well, like the seniors have any kind of or maybe is it the freshmen that do an orientation day? I had one way a long time ago, back 100 years ago.
So we reverted to where we'll have an open house,
and there you go.
That'll be the probably the first or second week of. We're going to talk about that at in service. The first second week of when school gets back, but it'll be for everybody. We'll have it in the big gym and with our new bleachers and stuff.
Oh yeah, slick. All right. Well, sweet.
Yeah,
well,
go ahead. Bleachers are fancy.
Aren't they, though? Yeah. Like I said, it seems like every time I'm at the school, something new is coming in and getting better. Boy, you could get a splinter off of those old ones pretty easily.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, speaking of the gym, so our floor is, I mean, it looks amazing, right? I think it does. But what people don't realize is that the floor's been sanded down so many times. When we run our equipment on it, like our lifts, it pops. We're having nails pop up. So with approval of the board, and we're going to get a brand new floor, same paint job, same everything, but new floor next summer, and that's a done deal. Budget committee approved it, and so we're moving forward with that venture.
Sweet.
So
all right.
Awesome.
Good to hear.
A little bit of bounce in the floor.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
All right, well, let's take another break here for our sponsors. We're on the show with Jenny Shaw and Casey Hallgard with our Prairie City School District. Keep it on Coffee Time.
Don't touch that dial. Coffee Time will be right back.
You've been interested in getting more involved in the City of John Day. And great news, the City of John Day has vacancies on their Planning Commission and their Budget Committee. Members meet several times per year to make important decisions that impact the everyday lives of residents. You can gain valuable experience while working to shape the future of our community. If you are interested in either opening, contact the City of John Day to learn more. 575-0028. 575-0028. 575-0028.
The mission of Grant County Chamber of Commerce is to promote and support Grant County businesses and the local economy. They do this by advertising Grant County in several forms of media, awarding business enhancement grants to member businesses, offering transit room tax grants for county events that promote tourism, encouraging buying local with their Grant County greenbacks, and a whole lot more. Join today. Learn more at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day, 575-0547.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com. Bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Three generations and sooner will be four. This is Dustin Oates for Ed Staub & Sons. Grandpa Ed would be proud of the job we've done in Grant County. For over 12 years, we have offered quality petroleum products while making service and safety our top priority. And we continue to support area programs benefiting senior citizens and youth. But the truth is, we couldn't do without you. So thank you for your support, Grant County. Ed Staub & Sons in Canyon City, 541-575-0804. That's 541-575-0804.
We didn't forget about you. Now back to Logan Bajet and Coffee Time.
Yeah, here we are back on the show talking about Prairie City School with Casey and Jenny. And what do we have as far as projects for next year? Do we have a whole lot loaded up that we're thinking about?
Yeah, we... I told myself we wouldn't do this. I tell myself it since I started there. But like I said, we don't want to watch the paint dry. So no, we have a few projects. We have our Bates building that we've got the drawings. It's going to go out for a bid here probably in the next month or so. That should be completed before the start of the 23-24 school year.
Wow.
Then our $3 million seismic grant, that should be started next summer and completed, and that'll help our main building. Mm. Our main building, 1911.
Really? That's when that was built?
1911.
Wow.
So, the wings are added on, but so the seismic grant is going to come in, shore it up, make sure a big earthquake's not going to tip us over, and but we should get some windows and roofs and some siding out of that and spruce up our school.
Mm, wow.
And then our gym floor, some sidewalks. We want to redo some of the sidewalks.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, no sleep for the weary.
Right? Well, good. And when you constantly have, new students and things like that, folks like that coming in, you got to be expanding. You got to be improving and keeping spiffy. So completely understandable.
Yeah, the board has done a great job with, when I come up, I have crazy ideas and sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not. But they're always willing to listen. Kind of investigate and see what's going on. But,
cool.
These guys have been supportive, and, that's why we have a successful school, because it does start from the top, mm-hmm. all the way from the board members, all the way down to the students, and then into the community. So very much we got a good thing going on right now.
Well, excellent. Well, speaking on the board, do we have a full board, Jenny?
Yes, we do. We have a couple new members, Jared Harrell and Megan Workman.
All right.
So, yeah, we have 7 members again.
And now we're up to 7. Good.
Yeah.
And then you said your next meeting, that'll be on the 16th of August?
Yes.
You'd meet the third
Tuesday, okay. Yep, of every month.
Nice.
And then we should probably mention the new bus routes, huh?
Routes. Absolutely. So are there changes?
So we hired some bus. We hired another bus person. So Kelsey Wright's one of our maintenance custodial people. So mm-hmm. he's kind of wearing a few hats, like many of us do. And so he's certified bus, and a couple of us others have got certified as well for backups. That's strictly, I'm only a backup. Same with Billy. We're backup bus drivers.
Gotcha. Okay.
We have so many kids. We have some sped kids that we need to address picking up, and then just the safety of the kids too. Mm. So pickup times for our bus, we've worked out a deal with the Pavilion there here at the fairgrounds.
Oh, and John Day.
Yep, right here. And our pickup's going to be at 7:05, and the kids will be under the covered area, and the parents, if they want to drop them off, they can park and wait or drop them off. And so, and then Pine Creek pickup is at 7:20, and then our town routes are going to stay the same.
Excellent.
Yep, and Pam, longtime our veteran, she's our go-to, she's our number one, and Pam Woodworth, she'll be the one coming in picking the kids up.
So. Okay. Oh, good to know. And and will those routes be posted on your website and things like that?
Yep, we're going to get out website, our Facebook page. We're working on our Instagram page, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. I don't know much about, but we're going to get one up and going, so see how that works.
Cool. Yeah, I know you keep things pretty well updated on Facebook, it seems like, on your Prairie Panthers page, so that's nice to get info. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's where I get, if I don't know what's going on, I usually look and see.
Pull up Facebook, right, Jenny?
Yeah, but I usually know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you're in the know.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you know what? Let's take our final break here, and then when we come back, we can wrap up with anything else that we need to get out regarding our Prairie City School before the big startup this year. So, all right. Well, keep it tuned right here to Coffee Time. You're on KJDY.
Don't go anywhere. Coffee Time will be right back.
Grant County has a logo, and Grant County Chamber of Commerce offers it on all kinds of swag. Hoodies starting at just $30, hats for $15, plus t-shirts, coffee mugs, lapel pins, stickers, and more. Stop by the Chamber office and have a look. While there, browse the publications and maps for things to do in Grant County and beyond. Help promote and support Grant County businesses. Purchase Grant County swag at the Chamber of Commerce office, 301 West Main John Day, and at selected Chamber member businesses.
Ed Staub & Sons has what you need to maintain your lawn and garden equipment. Dustin here, reminding you that at our Canyon City office, we sell two-cycle motor oil, mobile engine oil, and even bar oil. We also offer super clean degreaser, carb cleaner, Scott Shop towels, and more. And don't forget the non-ethanol premium gasoline we sell at the Card Lock. If you don't have a Card Lock card, just ask for assistance at our Canyon City mobile station. Ed Staub & Sons has what you need for lawn and garden equipment. Ed Staub & Sons, 541-575-0804.
Welcome to Grant County this summer. The City of John Day wants everyone to have a safe summer, as we know that Grant County offers summer fun throughout our beautiful region. Whether you're in town or on the open road, the City of John Day reminds you to drive safe, follow the speed limit, and watch out for pets, kids, and bikers who are out and about. Don't let an accident or ticket ruin your summer. For more tips or travel information, you can visit our website or call the City of John Day at 575-0028. That's 575-0028.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com, bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Don't worry, there's more coffee time coming your way. Now, here's Logan Bajet.
Yeah, we're back on the show, wrapping things up with our Prairie City School District. We have Superintendent Casey Hallgarth, Board Member Jenny Shaw. What else do we got to get out there for our folks?
Well, we have the fair coming up.
And yes.
We have 15 kids that have animals in it this year, so come out and check them out.
15 from Prairie City, huh?
Yep. They're pigs and beef and... maybe even some rabbits and chickens.
Some lambs, sheep.
That's good. And come out, check it out. And, of course, they've worked so hard year or all season long, depending on what kind of animal they have.
And if you want, maybe even go to the auction and get one.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah, you know it's going to be good meat. And those kids know a little thing or two about a thing or two when it comes to that, because they have the farm-to-school program at Prairie City.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. And that's helped our 4-H program. I know, just talking to Amanda the other day, and you know, her numbers are way up in the 4-H, and you know, and that's what's great about this. It's a program that's kind of feeding itself, so... Mm-hmm. Go to farm to school, then to 4-H, then to FFA, and so it's a good thing.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else we want to throw out before we shut her down today, guys? All right.
I'm thinking we're covered.
Okay. Yeah. Exciting stuff. You said exciting sports physicals today, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's at 8? Right.
Started at 8, and I think it goes till noon.
Okay. So if a student is just now listening and it's like, oh, geez, I need to get down there. Yes, There's still time.
Two cans of food they're asking for if you can.
Oh, yep. Good. Thank you. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you both for coming into the show. It's been a great visit.
Thanks for having us.
And you know what? It's gonna. Before you know it, we're gonna blink, and then school's gonna be on, and you'll be back here talking about how things are going.
That quick.
Yep, that's right. Sure. All right. Well, again, we've been visiting with Casey Hallgarth, Jenny Shaw, with our Prairie City School Board, and Superintendent Casey, of course. And keep it here. We got more. Country music on the way, a little this, a little of that. You're on the morning show.
Another episode of Coffee Time has come to an end, brought to you by Ed Staub & Sons. Opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of KJDY or the Elkhorn Media Group.